260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park few nights. Pack seats, hometown love, Summer City Sluggers. Little homies with a dream. Wow. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Say it.
260 Dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
Parkview Field, see the 10 caps play. Sunset sitting on the third baseline all day. Cold drink, crowd buzz, first pitch in the dirt. Whole city in the stands, rocking same logo shirts. DC talking with the voices that we grew up around. Ground crew to the coaches that protected the mound. If you ever felt that pressure with two strikes and two out, you already know the feeling of the 260 Dugout. Yeah,
it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cap, we ain't ever gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Say
it. 260 Dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
From the backstop fence to the radio waves.
Radio waves.
Every small town spark, every big league craze.
Big league craze.
If you ever caught hope in the palm of your hand, you part of this story, you part of this land.
It's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cap, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Hey.
260 Dugout. From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
And welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Special shout out to our sponsors, Old Ford Baseball Company, GSP Hitting, McMahon's Best One Auto, and my guys over at Mad Apple Sports Training Facility, my guy Blaine McRae. Shout out to all of our sponsors. And we are here with another edition. We still got about a month left of the pod before we take the season two hiatus and come back for season three. We're getting ready for the new tryout season for travel ball, and I've been covering it for the past month, you know, and a lot of kids have been killing it on the scene for the last month, you know, playing that summer ball. Teams are wrapping up mainly this weekend or next weekend. Most of the travel seasons are wrapping up. But one, I wanted to do a podcast highlighting a lot of players that have been having very successful summers, as, you know, the high school season was over and then pretty much straight into travel ball season. And I wanted to start off with a young man who is just getting started in his high school baseball journey, and he is having a heck of a summer, and I wanted to start with him. We're going to the Canterbury Cavaliers. Just finished, I believe, his freshman season at Canterbury, I believe, and just had a fantastic summer with the Indiana Chargers, 15U Black. We got Charlie Bolt. Charlie, what's going on?
I'm doing pretty good. Excited to be on.
So you wrapped up your freshman year with Canterbury, correct?
Yeah.
So just recap your freshman season. I know it's always tough, you know, coming in as a freshman, playing varsity right away. How'd your freshman season go at Canterbury? And what's it like playing for a coach like Bubba McMahon, who I love so much and, you know, respect so much in the baseball circles of Baseball Mind in the area?
Yeah, you know, it's been great. Bubba certainly has a lot of experience. He's a great coach, and you can learn a lot from him. I think Canterbury baseball is on a great trajectory. I think next year we should have a great run, maybe for a state. We have lots of talent on the team, and I'm really hoping that I can make the most of my sophomore season and really provide and do whatever the team needs me to do so we can make a run at it.
I love it. So what positions do you play for Canterbury, and kind of describe your game? What are your strengths and what are some things that you're working on to get ready for that sophomore year?
Yeah, I'm a left-handed pitcher and I play first base. One of the main things for me, especially been just like commanding the zone, which I think I've done a lot better at this summer. My velocity is also starting to tick up. So I'm really trying to focus on those things. And then, as a position player, I've been really working with my guy, Sean Herberger, Big Panda Baseball.
Yeah.
And I've gotten a lot more confident at the plate, I think, which has led to me having a lot of success this summer. And I'm excited to see what I can do next year for Canterbury.
Yeah, so talk about the transition. You know, when I played high school ball, there really wasn't a whole lot of travel ball. If it was for the – you know, mainly back then it was just for the guys that were like going on to play at Notre Dame or getting drafted out of high school. Yeah. And now it's like, it's different. And I admit it all the time where you almost have to play travel ball now just to keep up with high school. So how's that transition from you going from high school straight into the travel ball scene?
It was pretty smooth for me. You know, as a freshman, sometimes you'll see you face a lot of older guys. So sometimes you're not used to like higher velocities or sharper curveballs or whatever. So I've been so going down to travel ball honestly was a bit of a step down, and I think it's really helped me with my confidence, and it was a really smooth transition, and I'm now more prepared for next year for my sophomore season, and I think I'm gonna have a great year.
I love it. So when did you start playing travel ball, and has it always been with the Chargers?
Well, I started playing travel ball in 10U. I played with this team called the TC Spikes. I'm not even sure if they're around anymore. And then I used to play with the Summit City Sluggers for 11 and 12U. And then I was with like the Rawlings Tigers for 13U. And then I've been with the Chargers these past 2 years. And my experience has been great. I really love the Charger community. And I really like playing for them.
Yeah, you've been killing it too, man. I've been trying to follow you, and you know, I've been seeing prep baseballs, even been posting stuff about you. What is it, before we even move to your stats and what you've been doing so well, what does it mean for you, you know, as a youngster? You know, just coming off your freshman year, and you have prep baseball scouting departments, you know, tweeting out and sharing your videos. I seen you crush the ball to right field a couple of days ago. I've seen that video. What does it mean for you to have those videos shared?
You know, I feel like it's great for me, great like exposure, but they're just like out there looking at the games, and I really just try to play my game, and you know, sometimes I'll have a good swing and they'll post it, and that's great, but I really just try to stay consistent with everything that I do.
That's good. That's the best way to do it. Just play your game and the rest will come. If people cover it, that's cool. You had a great showing. So this past weekend, I seen your weekend hitting stats. You hit .444 this weekend. You had a .615 on base percentage, a .1393 OPS. You had 4 hits, a few doubles. What's working for you so far this summer? What do you think has helped your game and your approach at the plate improve?
I think just staying aggressive and being confident. You know, I like to swing at the first pitch. Usually the first pitch is the best pitch. I think just confidence is the big key, big difference for me. It's not really my swing mechanics or anything. It's just confidence. And it's been great because this past tournament, I started like seeing some velo, like low 80s, top like 85, 86. We played a really good team from Illinois that had some guys that could chuck it. And I was just I felt confident up there. Like I didn't feel like I was getting beat, and I think that just is my confidence and my aggressiveness at the plate.
Have you got to pitch at all this summer for the Chargers, and how's that been working for you?
Yeah, I think I've thrown like 25 innings, and my walk rate is really low. I think I only have like 6 or 7 walks. I've had some pretty good outings. I definitely feel like my command has gotten a lot better, and I've been attacking hitters more, and confidence on the mound as well, just like the plate. I think it's really helping me become a better pitcher, and it just shows like some of the success I'm having.
You're doing a great job. So how many more games and what do you got left this summer before you kind of pack it up and get ready for the school year?
Yeah, we have one more tournament in Grand Rapids, and that'll be the end of summer ball. And then I'm just going to be back on my grind, back in the gym. I mean, I've still been working out in season, but I'll really be back on my grind, trying to just get better for the next season, getting faster, stronger, bigger, all the things, because I have big goals and aspirations, and I want to achieve those.
I love it. You're off to a good start. And one of my favorite things that you said today is you attacked that first pitch.
Yeah.
I hate watching, you know, I watch my son's teams play. I watch, you know, I go to these games sometimes and everybody watches that first pitch, the fastball right down the middle and watches strike one. And it kills me. It kills me. It's like, I mean, what are you waiting on? I don't understand. We grew up, you jump on that first pitch. They're trying to get ahead in the count. So you know that first pitch is probably more than likely going to be the best one that you get. So I love that you have that approach at the plate, and it's showing for you. You're hitting very well, and hopefully that success carries over into next year, Charlie. It's only the beginning for you, and I know you're going to be one of those players come junior, senior year. The colleges are going to be after you, so just remember – the little old 260 Dugout Podcast and DC Hendricks when that all happens.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And thank you so much for coming on. And if you see, if you talk to Coach Bubba McMahon, tell him DC said, hey, that's my guy.
All right, got you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Charlie. Have a good rest of your summer, and I'll be in touch.
All right, you too. Thank you.
If you're listening right now, I want you to picture this scenario. You're on your way to practice or running late for a game. We all do it. You hop in the car, you get it started, just like that, boom, tire pressure light comes on. Brakes start squeaking, dashboard lights up like the stadium lights on a Friday night. But don't stress, relax. Take it to McMahon's Best One Auto. They got you from quick oil changes and flat tire repairs to brakes, alignments, and engine diagnostics. And just like that, they'll get you back on the road fast. That way you don't miss practice, the game, or hanging out with your friends. With 8 locations in Fort Wayne, New Haven, Lima, Ohio, and Bryan, Ohio, McMahon's Best One's got your back. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today at McMahon'sBestOneTire.com. McMahon's Best One, keeping you ready for game day. So as we continue here on the 260 Dugout Podcast, highlighting a bunch of kids that have been killing it this summer for the travel baseball scene, and I've been keeping my eye out to see who's been performing. And one guy that I've been waiting to get on the pod for a long time, actually. I've heard some good things about this young man from Blaine McRae. I got to see him front and center at Semi-State. Norwell had a great showing there. Unfortunately, the season came to an end, but he's only getting started as he is killing it this summer. We are talking with Norwell pitcher Dylan Chisholm. Dylan, what's going on?
Pretty good.
I would say so. I would say so. You're having a pretty solid summer. Talk about the travel team you're playing for, and tell me what you got going on this weekend. I know you advanced to the championship. What team are you playing for, and what's going on this weekend?
I'm playing for Athletic Scout Team 16U. We're at Grand Park this weekend. We finished 2-1 in pool play. We got into the gold division, which is pretty good, and then we played 2 bracket games yesterday and we won those, and then we had to play 3 more today, and we won the championship today. So it was a good weekend.
Let's go. So I believe you pitched earlier today. How'd you do?
Yeah, I pitched great. I felt really good. I was mixing well. I threw a lot more off speeds and I was getting hitters off balance, and I limited my walks. I think I had 2 in 5 innings, which was pretty good. I've been lowering my walks, so I'm pretty happy with that. And I had 7 strikeouts.
That was the part I was getting ready to mention. 7 strikeouts, looking good so far. So who do you train with, and what have you been working on to take your game to the next level?
I work with Blaine McRae, pitching coach up in Fort Wayne, and I worked on just mechanically last off season. My arm path wasn't really great, and now it's better. I used to be really short when I was throwing the ball. Now I've gotten it loose and longer, And this offseason, I really want to work on getting faster and stronger, which will obviously help me throw harder. But I also want to work on mechanics so I can be smooth, smooth and easy.
And like I said, you had a solid season too for Norwell. And as I, you know, I got to watch you in semi-state, I know it's kind of sour to bring that up, but I guess, you know, looking at the way you pitched this past season, I mean, you got to think you did pretty good this season, right? I mean, you look back at this season and, you know, you had a good ERA of like 1.13, and you're a guy that pitches pretty often. So kind of recap the year that you had for Norwell even before the travel ball summer.
Yeah, it was an amazing year. It was so much fun. I love playing with those guys. It's gonna be tough next year, but we're gonna have another good season, and I think we'll surprise a lot of guys. But yeah, I had a really good high school season. Just my infield was really good. I had three seniors, Will Case, Caden Castle, all behind me, and I just felt really confident, like I could throw any pitch and either get maybe a swing and a miss or a ground ball, fly ball, or whatever. I was really confident this spring, had a good defense behind me, and yeah.
And you're continuing it through travel ball. I mean, I look online, and before we even talk today, I look online and see Prep Baseball Indiana with a tweet saying your fastball sitting between 85 and 87. Your curveball's looking good. Your changeup was looking good. Slider's looking good. So, and you're part of this loaded class of 28. So not only do you have this upcoming year, you got a whole nother year. So like, how do you, you know, when you're performing this well, you know, how do you kind of still take things into consideration and still think, oh, I can still work on this, still got this to work on? What are some things that you still can fine tune as you get ready for your junior year?
Oh yeah. Obviously I want to get a lot stronger and I want to be able to move a lot faster. And I can work on everything. Like, there's nothing that I'm just perfect at. Like, I'm going to keep working, and that's what I do. I love getting better because ever since high school ball, I've just been getting after it in the gym, and it's been paying off. I really feel like I've been throwing the ball a lot harder. I've been up to 89 multiple times. I hit 88 nice. Like 15, 20 times today. I've been feeling really good. So just staying consistent in the weight room. And yeah, I feel like that's going to be a big part.
So a couple of weeks ago, I seen you had a complete game shutout. And then even, I think it was a week before that, you had another complete game shutout. Just catching everyone up on what you've been doing this summer. So just explain how the transition is for you. You know, you have the tough ending to the season with Norwell, and then you switch gears and go into the travel ball season. How's that transition for you going from one to another?
It's different for sure, but I feel like high school ball, it's really fundamental, doing all the little things right, and so you can go out and have fun and play loose in summer ball. That's my opinion.
I love it. And yeah, and of course, you know, I did see, you know, as you're, before we even get to that though, so what do you guys have left in the summer season? I know there's a lot of tryouts going on. So what do you have left in your travel season right now?
I have a tournament in Grand Park again next week or this coming week. Yeah. And then we're at the University of Tennessee.
Ooh.
And then I think I'll be doing some more fall ball stuff. I'm not really sure, like, what tournaments and whatnot. But I'll definitely be doing some college camps, trying to get in front of some colleges, maybe even talk to some if I can. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Busy, busy, busy. I mean, you're on the radar. So have you got to, you know, have you gotten into that scene yet, in the recruiting scene? Have you talked to anybody yet? And how's that gone?
Yeah. Hey, 2028's. College coaches can't really talk much, but I've gotten some, I have coaches that have talked to some colleges, and some of them are interested.
I love it. Yeah, you're doing a great job. And like I said, still got a couple of seasons left. I look forward to, you know, as Blaine jumped on as a sponsor of the pod, I look forward to going over to the facility and watching you pitch sometime. You'll have to let me know your schedule. and let me know when you're going over, and I'll come watch you pitch there too, man. I'm a big fan, and you got a bright future ahead. Thank you for coming on, and good luck moving forward.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
And also, before I let you go, so you, I seen you tweet out something a couple of weeks ago that you were possibly looking, you know, for opportunities to pitch. Is that still out for you? Do you still want to pitch that to the listeners if anybody's listening?
I am. I got a team. I'm pitching this coming week. Yes, at Grand Park.
All right. So, yeah, good luck. Good luck with everything. I'll be in touch. Okay. Thanks, Dylan.
Okay. Thank you.
Baseball in Fort Wayne isn't just a game. It's history. From sandlots to stadium lights, the stories of this city live on through the teams, the players, and the fans who never left. That's what we're building at Old Fort Baseball Co. Apparel inspired by Fort Wayne's past, designed for right now. Whether you grew up at the ballpark or you're just finding your love for the game, this is your city. This is your team. Shop the collection at oldfortbaseballco.com.
And finally, very excited to welcome our last guest to this week's episode of the 260 Dugout Podcast, as we are talking to kids that have been killing it this summer on the baseball diamond as the season continues for so many kids. It's winding down, though, as this is pretty much the final week for travel ball before everybody goes back to school. But another kid I wanted to make sure I got on. And if you weren't on this podcast, that doesn't mean you haven't been killing it. I just had a few guys that I wanted to bring on that I haven't been able to bring on. And I don't think that's gotten enough love. And this is another one of those kids. We're talking with Jaden Keeler. And of course, if anybody knows, you know, about this young man, been killing it on the scene this past summer, and he already made his college commitment, played, had a great season of high school ball. Jaden, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. Thanks for having me on here.
It's been a long time coming. So I want to start off before we even talk about this summer and what you've done for top tier. I want to recap the season for you. How did everything go for you? And, you know, talk about the team as well.
Yeah, it went amazing, man. It was a great group of kids. Just joined them last fall, so to have our full first season together was amazing. Got super close to some of them, so it was just amazing. I mean, we were traveling every weekend. Wasn't very home much this summer, so they were like my family, so it was awesome.
Yeah, so going back to the high school season, talking about with the Leo Lions, you know, I know the season didn't go maybe like you guys expected it to, but just recap the year with the boys over at Leo.
Yeah, that was a great season too. Obviously some of our goals weren't met. Gary always says you got to get 20 wins in a state championship, but that 20 win goal didn't come because of all those rain delays. But right. I think next year, starting off with some fall workouts coming here soon, I think those goals will be very reachable. We got a very talented group, so I'm excited to get back to work with them.
So you made your college commitment, and you announced that you're going to be playing baseball at the University of Butler, and that is going to be alongside a teammate of yours. Now, first, it's kind of a two-part question. Did you guys plan this commitment out together to keep this rolling, and what made Butler the right choice for you?
Yeah, I'll start with Nolan committing there too with me. We didn't plan that, but when I went on my campus visit to Butler, we were talking about Nolan a little bit, and him and his dad knew the head coach, Beam, over there. So he said he liked him back then in fall, and then got to see him play some at Leo. And yeah, so it was awesome. We've been teammates together for a while, even past before high school. So it's amazing to have him come along with me.
Yeah, that's awesome to be able to go to college and have a teammate that you're so used to playing with already. That's always good, and it's probably going to make the transition even that much more, easy for you. And, you know, you're a guy that supports, you know, everyone else. I always see you sharing other people that's been killing it, but you've been killing it as well for top tier Indiana American 17U this past, you know, this summer. I don't know if it's over for you yet. But just talk about this summer. What are some things that you've been doing well, and what are some things that you're kind of working on to take your game to the next level?
Yeah, so this summer I think I really what helped me have a good summer was just working on the full arsenal. I was always only a fastball slider guy because I always got around the ball. But working with Blaine, I got a change up in there, and over the last few weekends, that's really helped me get more swing and miss from lefties. So that's really helped me have a good summer this year, and we did just wrap up last weekend, so it was a great summer, and I'm just looking forward to getting into it with Leo next year.
I want to summarize both your high school season and this summer. I want one game from each season that you think were your best games. What games were they? As I give you a second to think about high school and this past summer with Top Tier, give me one game from each season that you think was your best game and why.
I'm going to have to go with for high school, I'm going to have to go with, I think, Columbia City, just that being an in-conference component and, you know, facing some good talent on that team with Logan Mataya and Trey Deckman. I feel like I handled their lineup well, and we run-ruled them, got the W, and that felt nice because we were coming off some tough losses to Huntington North and Norwell, so that bounce back was good for us and got our momentum going up for sectionals. And then travel, I'll have to go with, I think, my first outing in travel. I mean, I had my Butler coaches there watching me up to 90. I think I had 7 strikeouts in 3 innings, so that was just the perfect way to start summer.
Wow, that's huge. Yeah, that's pretty good. So describe your another two-part question here. Tell me your size and tell me your strengths on the mound. What makes you one of the top pitchers in the area?
Yeah, so I'm 6'5", roughly 230. So, and I think that's one of my strengths is my physicality on the mound. I think I go up there confident just because of the work I put in, first of all. But I know that a lot of hitters are intimidated by me just with my size on there and how I hold myself on the mound. And I think I just attack them straight away, and they get ahead early in counts. And those are my strengths. I'd like to get ahead early in counts, and then the hitter's playing scared from there.
Yeah, so as your summer ball season has ended, before we move forward and look ahead, what's the rest of your, I guess, you know, fall and winter look like? What lay out for me what you're going to be working on this upcoming fall, and what's that schedule look like?
Yeah, this upcoming fall, I think the number one thing for me is, I mean, I'm a year away from stepping on a college campus, so I got to get even more physical. A lot of people look at my build and think I'm physical, but at the next level, it's just different. So I'm just looking to hit the weight room hard. I'm sitting here in the parking lot about to go get a lift right now. So
nice. That's a good way to start. And final question, as we, you know, give some love to our new sponsor of the pod, what are some things, you know, I know Blaine got you guys going crazy over there to take your, you know, approach and command on the mound to the next step. What are some things that Blaine is having you work on?
Yeah, Blaine's just helping. I think he thinks for me is just my arsenal. Having almost a 2-pitch guy, he's already got me up to 3 and maybe adding one more there. And then we're just going to continue adding velo because, I mean, velo kills these days. So those are the two things we're just working on over there.
All right, man. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to what you got going on. I look forward to seeing your final year at Leo and look forward to seeing, you know, how you progress. The season will be here before you know it. If I don't talk to you, good luck. Enjoy going back to school. Get that lift in, and I'll see you next season. Hopefully I make it to more Leo games. But, Jaden, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.